From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,050th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubbs.
There'll never be another one ever hurt me like you done. I'll wait until I'm sure next time. I won't wear my heart up on my sleeve. I'll hide my feelings, won't believe words I love you till the church bells chime. Next time I won't fall. The first time that love calls, I'll wait till I'm sure that I will be loved in return. I won't forget heartaches I've earned. Love just don't apply to me no more. I'd rather die than trust my heart and get it broke again. Now I may turn down one or two. There's a doubt they won't be true. Next time I play this game, I want to win. Next time I won't fall. The first time that love calls, I'll wait till I'm sure that I will be loved in return. I won't forget heartaches I've earned. Oh, Jimmy, now. I won't forget heartaches I've earned.
Ernest Tubb and one of his great DECA records next time. Well, thank you, Ernest, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Things a little bit airy-ish and on the cool side outside, but here at the old Ryman, the place is all lit up and really jumping, Ernest.
Oh, that's for sure, Grant.
Well, maybe it's because everybody just feels good, and on the other hand, it might be on account of the great show we got lined up. There's our regular Opry funny man, Archie Campbell, those sweet singing boys, the Jordanaires, our good friend and fishing partner, String Bean, Chet Atkins, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and as our special guest, Ernest, that tall, good-looking boy from North Carolina, George Hamilton IV.
Yes, the neighbors and George will be out here to sing us one of his fine songs in just a few minutes. But right now it's time for we heard one of the great old-time spirituals. And here to sing it for us is my favorite quartet, the famous Jordanaires, and One of These Mornings, boys.
One of these mornings, I'm going to see Jesus face to face. Thank him for his amazing grace, finding him a resting place. One of these mornings, oh yes.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now one of these mornings,
I'm going to see
yes,
Jesus.
I'm going to see Jesus.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now one of these mornings,
I'm going to go home.
Yes, I'm going to go home.
I'm going to
put on the robe of love, walk on the golden streets above. Lay down my cross, pick up my crown, one of these mornings, oh yeah. There'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more tomorrow, there'll be no more crying. Well, when we get home,
God knows we're gonna preach,
pray,
sing,
shout,
we're gonna
live on up in the glory, one of these mornings, oh yes. Well, one of these mornings, I'm gonna see Jesus. Well, one of these mornings, I'm gonna go home.
Thank you, Jordanaires. Thanks so much. That was great. But now, It's time we brought our guest out on the stage to introduce him to all you good folks. But actually, I don't think he needs any introduction because he's been coming here to the Grand Ole Opry ever since he was a little boy. He's my good friend and yours, George Hamilton IV. Hey, George, welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a pleasure to have you here. You know Ernest Tubb, I reckon.
I sure do. I've liked him for a good many years, Grant. You know, ever since I was a kid, the stars of the Grand Ole Opry have been my ideals.
Oh, that's mighty flattering talk there, George.
Well, it's the truth, Ernest. I'd rather be able to sing a good country song than anything I know of.
Thank you so much, son. And speaking of songs, how about giving us a sample right along about here? David, here he is, George Hamilton IV, with his great ABC Paramount recording hit called A Rose and a Baby Ruth.
Do-do-do-do-do. We had a quarrel, a teenage quarrel. Now I'm as blue as I know how to be. I can't call you on the phone. I can't even see you at your home. So I'm sending you this present just to prove I was telling the truth. Dear, I believe you won't laugh when you receive this rose and the baby room. I could have sent you an orchid of some kind, but that's all I had in my jeans at the time. But when we grow up, someday I'll show up just to prove I was telling the truth. I'll kiss you too, then I'll hand to you this rose and a baby root.
Hey, George, good
stuff. Well, Grant, I reckon you're aiming to take the family up in the country this Thanksgiving.
Yes, and they can hardly wait till next Thursday.
Oh, boy, you know, that turkey sure makes a hit with the family, doesn't it?
It sure does, and Prince Albert's smoking tobacco sure makes a hit with the men folks, sitting around after dinner.
Well, no doubt about it, you know, Grant, because Prince Albert has the mild and mellow flavor, the smooth and easygoing taste preferred by pipe smokers and roll-your men alike. But nobody has to take my word for that. It's like we always say, the proof is in the puffin'. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And because Prince Albert sells the fastest, it naturally moves the freshest off the shelf to you.
Yes, sir, it's crimp cut, you know, and to pack right, burn even and slow with no harsh hot spots.
So, neighbors, be sure you're well stocked with PA so that you can finish off your Thanksgiving dinner this year with a pipe full of downright smoking satisfaction and pleasure. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now it's square dance time. Here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, cutting the caper to the tune of Bill Cheatham. Thank you. That was really something, Tommy and dancers. Yes, indeed. But now, Ernest, seeing how you set out on the dancing, how about singing us a song? And I can't think of anything better than one of our fine old hymns.
All right, Grant, and seeing how we got the Jordanaires here with us tonight, if they'll crowd in and give me a little help, I'd like to sing one of my special favorites entitled Stand By Me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When amidst tribulation, stand by me. When the foes of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When amidst faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Thank you. Thank you very much, neighbors. You know, it's always a pleasure to sing one of our fine old hymns. And it's always a pleasure, too, to listen to the fine guitar picking of our next entertainer. It's my good friend and yours, Chet Atkins, playing Glowworm. Thanks a whole lot. Boy, you know, your guitar playing, Chet, is an inspiration to musicians all over the country, and no wonder. Now, Grant, what's on your mind, my boy?
Well, Ernest, after all that fine music we just had, the way I look at it, we ought to have something to laugh at.
Well, I'm for that, my boy.
And the best thing we got around here to laugh at is that famous citizen from Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell!
Hi, Archie. Archie, how you doing, boy?
Well, I ain't feeling too well, Ernest. I don't want to monkey around.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'll tell you. It's a long story. You want to hear it?
Well, I don't want to hear it, but the script says I must, so go ahead.
No, I'll tell you. I used to go with this girl. I went with this girl for years.
And yeah.
One day, she just up and got married, and by grannies, I ain't been happy since she got married.
Oh, well, who'd she marry, Arch?
Me. I ain't been the same since.
Arch, looky now, let me tell you something, son. You don't know what real happiness is until you get married.
You don't know what real happiness is until you get married.
You haven't been married long enough, I guess.
That's the truth. You don't know, but now and then it's too late.
Uh-oh.
To do anything about it.
Now, looky, Arch, all kidding aside, don't you like married life?
Well, yes, married life's fine, but you got to put up with that wife.
Oh, no.
Wasn't for her, it'd be all right.
I'm telling you, you know, since you seem to know quite a bit about marriage,
yeah.
What month do you think is the best month for young people to get married in? The best month to get married in.
Well, now, I've done some research on that, and I have found that the best month to get married in is, well, there's two of them. It's either October or December.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Arch. There's no such months as that.
Huh?
There's no such months as that.
That's what I know.
Oh.
That's the best time to get married.
Archie, now, looky, we're talking about marriage, you know, and if you keep on talking like this, you're going to discourage all the young people from ever getting married.
Well, I don't mean to do that.
Well, you shouldn't, no kidding.
Everybody ought to get married, but now you take, for instance, take poor old Minnie Pearl. Look what it's got her into.
Well, now, what do you mean, what it's got her into? What's happened to Minnie?
She's in mourning for her husband right now.
Archie, Minnie Pearl doesn't even have a husband.
I know it. That's what she's mourning about.
say, by the way, Arch.
I wanted to ask you something.
I wanted to ask you, did you make that last payment on your insurance
I
sold you?
No, well, you know, that car insurance you sold me.
Yeah, it's good insurance.
Well, I thought I'd come by and collect the money. You see, I tore my car up, so if you just give me the money, I'll go buy
You tore your car up? Yeah. Oh, no, Arch, no. We don't give you any money. I'll tell you what we will do, though. We will replace the car that we insured.
Oh, you don't give money?
No.
Well, now, you also gave me a policy on my house. You mean if it burns down, you just build me a new house?
That's right. We won't give you any money. If your house burns down, we'll replace your house. Anything that we insure, we will replace it if you lose it.
You'll replace it?
Right.
Well, in that case, you can just cancel that policy on my wife.
Oh!
Well, I've had Archie, enough of that.
Archie, now listen. Now, you just keep on talking about, you know, and started making fun of marriage.
Marriage is a great thing, though.
It is. It is a great thing. That's what I want you to listen to me right now, because, there's ups and downs and so forth.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
You know, marriage is a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. It will always work out in the
long
run.
That's right, Ernest. No family should be without it.
That's listen, Arch. I've tried to tell you something. You know, I have a couple of young people, good friends of mine, that haven't been married too long.
Yeah.
And you know what happened?
Yeah.
Here a while back, she was reading a book called The Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
What happened?
They had twin boys.
Yes, sir. They had twin
She's
boys.
Reading The Tale of Two Cities, and they had twins.
Twin boys. That started their family right off there.
That is nice.
Not long after that, she was reading a book called The Three Musketeers.
Don't tell
You know what? Yeah. They had triplets.
Reading Three Musketeers, and she had triplets.
Yeah, sure did.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I got to go home.
Go home? Why?
When I left the house, my wife was reading The Birth of a Nation.
Oh!
Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Old proof is in the puffin, and the puffin, and the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Old proof is in the puffin, and the puffin, and the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making men, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin. PA proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
folks, it's guest time again. Here is George Hamilton IV with Little Tom, a number he recorded for ABC Paramount just a short time ago.
Little Tom, little Tom,
little Tom, what will be your fate? Little Tom, will you be someone great?
Little Tom,
do you know right from wrong? Are they teaching you at home? Or are you left to roam? Little Tom,
little Tom,
I went into a cafe and ordered myself something to eat when a little boy walked in with shoes half off his feet. And he said, "Buy paper, mister?" I said, "How old are you, son?" 7, sir, and when my papers are sold, I'll be on my way home. "What's your name?" "Thomas, sir, and everybody calls me Little Tom. They name me after my daddy, but they say I looks like my mom." "Why, it's almost midnight. You should be home asleep." "I know it, but I wanted to get me a bicycle, and I gotta help Mommy buy something to eat. My daddy's pretty mean to us, and he spends most of his money for wine. And he don't hold a job like other men, 'cause, well, he gets fired all the time." I said, "Have something to eat, son. Aren't you hungry?" "Well, I guess a little bit. I believe I'll have a hamburger and a glass of milk to go with it." I said, "Is that enough?" "Make it 2. I ain't eat since lunch." "Where do you live, son?" "On Main Street, sir. There's 6 of us lives in one room. That's me and my 3 brothers and my mommy and my dad. But I'm gonna buy Mommy a big house someday if I have to turn out bad." My appetite left me as I sat there watching him, and I thought, he's just one of thousands that's brought up in a home of sin, where the parents deprive their children and forget the maker of all mankind, and then wonder why there's juvenile delinquency when they're at fault most of the time. I bit my lip and fought back tears as I watched the little guy leave the cafe, and I wondered how many more children would be brought up that way. Little Tom, what will be
your fate? Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, George. It was so good to have you here with us, son. Come back again real soon. Now, neighbors, it's time that we heard from one of our Grand Ole Opry regulars. And here he is with his latest Cullman record, the Barnyard Banjo Picking, the one and the only String Bean.
Come on, boys, make less noise while old folks sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and just have a little banjo picking. Well, it's upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen, well, upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen, well, upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen, let's bump a building, learn and a pitching, yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. A farewell to Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes, sir. Well, now the preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. The preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Well, the preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Chickens are running and the toenail flying, yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. A farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes, sir. Becky, won't you fill them up again? Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill them up again? Well, old Aunt Becky, won't you fill them up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dimmy john. A farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. Well, come along, boys. Make less noise while old folks are sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and just have a little banjo picking.
Thank you, String. Thanks a lot. Now, Ernest, one more song from you. But before you sing, tell us a little about your future plans.
Tomorrow, Grant, along with Ray Price and Skeeter Davis, will be in Kansas City, Kansas, for three big Grand Ole Opry shows, and then over to Omaha, Lincoln, and wind up next Saturday night in Wichita, Kansas.
Well, that sounds like a great trip, Ernest. Now, how about that big Decca record you got out, What I Know About Her?
That look in your eyes tells the story. You're in love, and you can't live without her. Someone has told you I knew her. Now you ask me what I know about her. When the stars in your eyes turn to tears, and you watch your dream will slowly disappear, when you face the sorrow of an empty tomorrow, then you'll know what I know about her. All runny way down. Born with the face of an angel, a picture of love, I'll agree. You love her, I can't say I blame you, and I know you won't listen to me. But when the stars in your eyes turn to tears, and you watch your dream will slowly disappear, and when you face the sorrow of an empty tomorrow, then you'll know what I know about her. Thank you. Thank you so much, neighbors. This is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks a million for being with us. Hope to see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Bye now.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days, but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to a real cigarette. Change to Camels. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again, because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. Yes, that's why Camels are the favorite cigarette in the USA for the 10th straight year. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately, but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.